www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, December the 18th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Jill Serkin.
Happy Christmas, Paul.
Happy Christmas, really.
Happy Christmas, Bunker listener.
Yeah. Well, we're there again. Another year's gone by.
I was in denial, you know, but...
Were you in Egypt?
I was in denial. Marhaba, if anybody's listening from Cairo. I wrote my Christmas cards, Paul, about 2 weeks ago when I had that bug. I thought this is the perfect time as I'm on my chaise along with my dog and my cat feeling poorly. And they've been going around in my glove compartment now for 2.5 weeks. I haven't actually posted them.
You didn't actually invest in stamps, is what you're telling us. So, therefore, what we'd like you to know, listener, is if you haven't had your Christmas card from Jules yet, it's because it's in her car.
Yeah.
And that'll be it.
And my car's
Which, funnily enough, is where they were last year as well.
My car's at Honda, Barrett's Honda in Canterbury. Clocking up rather a lot of money at the moment.
Oh, dear.
All donations greatly received.
Yeah, well, we're a wheel, tyre, yeah, wheel arch, windscreen wiper blade, whatever.
And how are you, anyway?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. But more than that, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. We've got a packed line-up of guests on the show today, some fantastic people that we're going to talk to as the show unfolds. But we also want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So, you know, please do give us a call on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Give us a call. Or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. Or, well, you could email, but we won't get around to them because we've got 19,832.5 emails already.
We got some cracking guests today.
And we got some absolutely cracking guests today.
First of all, we've got Meerkat.
Yeah.
If you want to tweet him, it's at MeerkatView.
Yeah, if you really want to tweet
Meerkat. You love him, Paul. You love him.
Enough said about that. Anyway, yep, so we'd like to hear from you. So do tweet us or call us, or you can email us, but we may not get round to reading your email. You're more likely to get a hold of us by interacting on Twitter or by phoning. So do that.
And who are our guests? Please announce.
Okay, well, we can run through. First up, our guest will be Mr. Henri Arcade, who's the General Manager for UK and Ireland for Air France and KLM, talking about their recent expansion into Manson. We'll be talking to him about 1:15.
That means I can say Schiphol.
You could try and say Schiphol.
Schiphol.
Yeah, you could do that. And then we're going to be talking to Wendy Kelk and Deborah Kennan from Pilgrim's Hospices. And then after that, we're talking to the really famous Mike Waterton.
Yes.
And do you know, I just realised as well that Mike was last on this show, on the very same show in the schedule last year, our last show before Christmas.
Wearing the same hat.
Wearing the same Christmas hat. What about that? That's a coincidence, isn't it? Anyway, so Mike Waterston from Temp Network, absolute pleasure to have you back on the show, mate. Mike's been a fantastic supporter of the show and the station all the way through, and we can't praise him enough for everything he's done to help us get to where we are as a business show for the businesses of Kent and increasingly the southeast of England and parts of Los Angeles and China and France and all the other places we now have listeners, which is quite... We have, for some reason... And I think it was my Alan Partridge joke that set it off. We now have a huge listener base in Norfolk. Businesses.
And Bernard, was it Bernard Matthews?
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Aha. Yeah. No, I don't know what started that, but we do have... I got an email once a few months ago from some people in Norfolk saying, is there a Norfolk equivalent or an East Anglian equivalent of the Business Bunker Show? And I said, no, there isn't an equivalent of the Business Bunker Show anywhere in the UK. And they said, well, we want one. And I said, well, I can't do one for every county because I'll be a bit busy. So you can listen to mine. So they do.
Why not? I mean, we've had people from LA. We've had people from Japan and
China.
Shanghai.
Cool.
Romney Marsh.
Yeah, the waiting staff are doing a good job as well. I see your personal driver and waiter waiting on you hand and foot here, Jules.
You know why? Because there was a huge queue. Thank you, John. That's John Sykes from the Scoff and Quaff show, which is live on January the 8th, 11 to 12.
Yeah, the next show, yes it is indeed, yeah.
yeah, there was a huge queue in Hagelin's. They're having Christmas parties. Have to say the food there, Paul, was excellent, wasn't it? Hagelin's, where are we? Village, is it?
Hagelin's Village, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
The food is amazing.
Mm. It is brilliant. The bistro, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, why don't you start with an email?
Well, first of all, to tell you that this Thursday at Lenley's, which is in Roper Road, Canterbury, we have the key Kent Business Tweet Up. You can look at all the venues for the Kent Business Tweet Ups. We have them in Ashford at Hoodner's Horse. We have them at the Miller's Arms in Canterbury. But just go on to kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And this Thursday, it's at 10 a.m. until 12. You can have lunch there. And myself and Ken Lloyd will be swanning around there, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. So if you've got time, pop in and see us and do some Kent business networking. Hope to see you there. And also, this is rather apt. This show's not thrown together, you know. We have our guest from KLM and Air France, Henri. How do we say his surname?
Arcade.
Arcade. And he is he's coming on later on to talk about the return of and also not just the return, but KLM arriving at Manson Airport to connect with flights to Schiphol. But there is also the news that the air show is returning to Manson Airport. And we're expecting thousands of people to flock next year to Kent for the return of this famous Manson air show. And the organisers who staged last year's highly successful Queen's Jubilee air show have applied for the world famous Delta Wing Vulcan aircraft to be at the show. And this could be the last ever year of flying displays and a range of displays and famous aircraft from the RAF and Air Forces in Holland, Belgium and the United States of America, including the Red Arrows, the Falcons and the massive C-5 transporter and a single-seater A-10 fighter jet. This is where Paul Andrews starts doing his OK Ginger and all that.
What, hair?
Yes. This fantastic event of static and flying displays takes place, note for your diary here, it's Saturday the 22nd of June, with many aircraft flying into Manson on Friday the 21st. They go through my front window, practically, Paul.
I know. You've told me about that before. You've had to raise your telescope from watching the drowners in the bay to watching the incoming cargo planes.
They fly very low over Tankerton. Mm. Squadron leader Angie Sutton said... Do I have to say this in a squadron leader way? How do they talk, squadron leaders? It's quite clipped, isn't it? I'm delighted that Cher is returning to Manson Airport after such a long absence. As an ex-RAF air traffic controller, Roger, Roger, Lima, Lima, Quebec, Quebec, I have many friends who remember the RAF Manson show with great enthusiasm, and we hope to recapture some of those memories and then provide new ones for a new generation. Okay, Ginger, Roger, over and out.
Don't call me Shirley.
Chris Yates, is there anyone here who can fly a plane? Chris Yates from Heritage Event said, we're delighted to bring this air show back to Kent. It was always hugely popular and it was running since the Second World War.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd remember that. Mm. Audience peaking in excess of 80,000, and some of the teams displayed in the past include the Red Arrows, the F-111s and the A-10s and even Concorde.
Blimey.
So there'll be children's entertainers, circus skills, local produce. So put that in your diary. It's Saturday the 22nd of June and you can visit www.heritageevents.co.uk. Look forward to that one.
Cool.
Perhaps we can do a live show from there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Thank you for that. Sweet. I've got this with a bit of a long email, but I'll go with it. I haven't got many emails at my side of the desk.
I was bored of you.
Yeah.
I can pass you some more if I see you drying up.
Yeah.
You've got four guests, Paul. I mean, Meerkat can talk for an hour.
That's done it. Right, now, just give me the emails, I'll do that. I've dropped them all now,
can
all
you
over
stop
the
shuffling?
Floor. I've dropped all my emails all over the floor now.
Bear with us while
engineering and manufacturing, the future in Kent. This is something that on the Business Bunker show we've promoted for many, many years. All the way through, we're in our third year of the Business Bunker now, and one of the things is manufacturers in Kent, and with the help of Mark Smith and the folks over there and the website Made in Kent, we've been doing this. But there's another organisation now, Engineering and Manufacturing in the Future in Kent. There's an event to be held on Monday the 4th of February at 3:30 till 7 p.m. at the East Malling Conference Centre. That's in New Road, East Malling. And they'd like to invite you to a business growth consultation on the afternoon of Monday the 4th of February for any businesses with interest in engineering and manufacturing. The Kent Economic Board is hosting this event in partnership with the Kent County Council. This event is in a series of meetings with the industry sectors we believe have the most potential to grow the Kent economy. We start proceedings with a short address from Paul Carter, leader of Kent County Council, followed by Jim Davison, Regional Director South East of EEF, who will set the scene and introduce the focused discussions. Most importantly, we've created plenty of time to hear from you about what you believe should be happening in terms of driving investment, export issues, accessing finance, and tackling the requirement for skills, all of which will shape business development necessary in securing a prosperous future. To this end, there will be a number of focus groups which will cover some of the most pressing topics and issues facing the manufacturing sector. So if you're in engineering, manufacturing or anything like that, I do recommend that you get along to the East Malling Conference Centre on Monday the 4th of February, because there's a whole discussion forum going down there organised by the Kent Economic Board. And that email was from Jeff Miles, who's the chairman of said board. There is a link on the Business Bunker website to their website so that you can find out more details about it and you can actually book your place. So do get along. I should just mention, everything you hear on the show today will be linked on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk
so
website.
Everything you hear today would be a lie.
Yeah.
Made up.
Sorry
about that. You know what it is? It's something clanging.
It's those dilly boppies. I keep looking around thinking, what on earth?
It's a banging.
Jules is wearing dilly boppies on her head, and every time she looks at the microphone, it whacks it on the top.
What do you call them?
Dilly boppers or whatever they are. Aren't they?
Dilly
boppers?
They're just Christmas stars. I drove all the way down in in John Sykes's little sporty car, and they were scraping on the top of his roof.
Yeah.
It didn't make him very happy.
Well, what a surprise. Well, you're not making me very happy either. You're tapping me microphone.
You just want Meerkat to come in.
No, I don't.
If Carlsberg did networking, earlier this year, the Kent Foundation with young entrepreneurs organised an amazing free networking event in Maidstone. It was called A Blast, a fantastic opportunity for experience and youth to engage in business. Well, A Blast is back. Please keep free the 29th of January at 6 o'clock. Invitations will come out soon, and that's from Paul Barron, and he says, Happy Christmas, Bunker listeners.
Cool.
So 29th of January, Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs. Put that in your diary, guys.
Brilliant. And of course, we had people from the Young Entrepreneurs on the show last week talking about such things, and we actually managed to put them in touch with Steve Wood from Tunbridge Farmers Market, who made them a very generous offer that any of their start-up businesses could get some free space at any of their farmers markets, which
Steve
was brilliant.
Wood, is that the same Steve Wood that comes on Scoff and Quaff?
That's exactly the
same
Steve
Wood. Live
on
a Tuesday between 11 and 12.
Never heard of it.
Very good Kentish show.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what's happening tomorrow?
Go on then.
You know the tall one, Janice Watton?
I do know the tall one.
You know her hotel?
I do, Abbott's Barton.
Yeah, she's got, she says you're cordially invited.
Cordially?
Yes.
Blimey.
Best Western Abbott's Barton Hotel's very own networking club. Sample some gorgeous homemade brownies, discover the delights of a seasonal lunch, and network with like-minded people. You can email events@castlewoodhotels.com or telephone 01226760341. Events at Castlewood Hotels, that's tomorrow, 12 to 2.30. I'm sure there'll be a little Christmas pudding there too.
Brilliant.
And that's £15 a person.
Thank you for that. Well, I've got a gazillion tweets now, so I think I might catch up with a few of those before we start to think about our first guest.
Who tweets?
I've had a tweet from kentvenues.co.uk.
Hello.
Excellent. Anything to do with Kent businesses, you need to be listening to the Business Bunker show with Vanilla Web, Jules and Friends, and have a listen. So thank you for that. That's Paul Temple at Kent Venues. We've also had Alison Mannell of Firebird Training saying hi and that she's listening in, as is a dozen other people. Zoe Cairns.
Azar.
Huzzah! Are we back to the squadron leader? Sorry.
No, I'm just thinking we've had three Pauls on the show now. You just said a Paul, your Paul, and we had Paul Barron. Is there a little theme going on?
The three amigos.
Yeah, do you think the meerkat's called Paul?
I would severely doubt that. Anyway, you've completely thrown me now.
Zoe
Cairns has mentioned
that
she's listening to the Business Bunker. And also Tunbridge Wells Magazine. Made in Kent, that's the lovely Mark Smith.
Mm-hmm.
We're out collecting at Tesco's in Whitstable for the Rotary.
Hey.
And they're collecting in aid of ending polio.
Oh, that's a good one.
And he has included a photograph, which is somewhat difficult to show you on the radio, but I can describe it. It is of said Mark Smith dressed as a full-blown Santa Claus standing right under the Tesco signs in Whitstable.
But I know what you're
with a collecting bucket.
I know what he's not wearing.
I don't want to know, I don't think, Jules.
You know what he's not wearing,
Paul? No, go on then.
He's not wearing his Bar Humbug hat.
He probably isn't,
because
no.
I've got it.
Oh, have you?
Because I pinched it for Jonathan Watts, the MD of Lenleys, and put him in bed wearing the Bar Humbug hat in the middle of Lenleys.
I don't think I want to follow this conversation any further, because it's...
You had to be there.
Obviously.
Lenleys have award-winning beds, Paul. Mm.
Do they? And they have award-winning managing directors in Bar Humbug hats in them, presumably.
Hello, Mark, anyway, and I will return your Bar Humbug hat.
And we've also had a message from Nigel Whittaker of Pure B2B. A very Merry Christmas to the Business Bunker and to all of its listeners. So thank you for that, Nigel. If you want to shout out, by the way, and say Merry Christmas, a bit like Jules, really, if you can't really afford Christmas cards and you have to make up stories about where they are, you could always tweet me and I'll read your Christmas card list out on the radio. How about that?
I know exactly where they are. They're at Barrett's Honda garage in Canterbury in Broad Oak Road.
Yeah.
Rotting in the glove compartment.
Yeah. Rightio. Do you know what now?
Tunage?
Bit of tunage. What do you reckon? Bit of Greg Lake.
Is it Christmas?
There'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a cyanide. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas, and I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in through his disguise. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, lead your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be heaven on hell. The Christmas we get we deserve.
Business Bunker.
Welcome back, Greg Lake there. Hopefully we've got Henri Arcard on the phone.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Henri. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Henri is the General Manager for UK and Ireland for Air France and KLM, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Henri. basically, what enticed KLM to start looking at Manston as a new hub?
Well, first of all, it's the we think that there is a very strategic catchment area for in Kent,
mm-hmm.
Very close to Manston Airport, and we think that we have a role to play there to answer the needs of the of customers in Kent. There is a like 400,000 people living less than half an hour far from this hassle-free, very friendly airport of Manston Airport.
Absolutely, and yeah.
1.6 million in Kent, less than 1 hour. So the catchment area is is very interesting.
Do you have a particular target market? Are you particularly targeting tourist flights or business flights, or is it a combination of both?
It's really a combination of both. Mm. Knowing that also, if you travel for holiday tomorrow, you can you will travel for business the week after. So we need and we have the network also on the long haul network of KLM to cover all kind of needs, tourism and business, and we need all the clientele.
Right, okay. So, I mean, the way it's going to work is that you're going to fly to Amsterdam, as I understand it, and then people can make onward connections out of the hub in Amsterdam.
Exactly. We're going to start the 2nd of April, a twice daily service to Amsterdam Schiphol.
Right.
With a Fokker 70, 80 seats, which, with the best timing to get all the connection of the KLM network, 130 destinations all over the world. So, yeah, the, our two... the first departure in the morning at 6:35, the second one at 10:40, and also the return late afternoon and late morning to
okay.
To get all the return flights, the return night flights from North America, Asia, etc. So yeah, the
brilliant. And sorry, did you say that's a daily schedule that you can operate?
Twice daily, so two
twice
planes
time.
Per day.
Yeah.
Starting the 2nd of April, opening all our long haul network in Amsterdam through Amsterdam Schiphol, which is a very appreciated airport for connection for our British customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the English speaking, one single terminal concept. So it's we have a quite a very good feedback in Great Britain.
Okay, and actually, there's quite a bit of traffic that just goes straight to Amsterdam as well. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
We'll start with a. A £99 return fare to
okay.
To Amsterdam.
Okay, that's good.
To promote that, but and it's true that this twice daily also enable our Kent customers to make a return flight in the same day to Amsterdam for business. So it should answer all the kind of needs.
Henri, bonjour, it's Jules here. Jules, co-presenting. Bonjour, monsieur. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I answer in French, or?
yes.
Did you notice that I had an accent, or?
Un petit peu. I'm just wondering how you're going to keep the cost down for, you know, so if I want to go to Schiphol and then I want to go on to another destination, how much is that going to cost me to get to, say, I don't know, where do you fly? Do you fly to Africa, or where?
We fly to all the continents. If you want example of fares, we will have prices from Manston to New York at £500, £503 return.
That's fantastic.
£525 to Shanghai, £566 return to Johannesburg in South Africa, to give you some example.
Oh, cool.
And this is on 130 destinations of the KLM network. So it's really a key to all our network with very competitive fares. I mean, KLM is quite known in UK to have very competitive fares.
Yep.
All the destinations.
Okay, so that's from April the 7th, did you say?
The 2nd, sorry.
2nd.
Cool.
Okay. Can you book me in then, Henri?
It's done. You send me, you know. you can book right now from Manston Airport on KLM.com.
Excellent.
It's for sale or in any of your travel agencies in Kent.
Cool. I mean, from a business point of view, Henri, what will make a success of this for KLM? I mean, because presumably this is experimental to some extent because you don't know how it's going to go. So what will signal the fact that this is a success for you as a business?
I think the main challenge that we have is to in a way to spread the word and to develop the awareness of Manston Airport having a KLM product from your local airport, from your region.
Yeah.
And probably that's the main challenge. We are very confident that when the customer will try the product, they will like it.
Absolutely.
You could find it a bit arrogant, but we have a lot of experiences from the British regions. We are flying from 19 airports in UK, so we are a bit the specialists of the British regions.
Right, yeah.
We are flying from Norwich, from Bristol, Cardiff, Southampton, all the East Coast we are flying from...
Okay, so you already operate a number of services from the smaller regional airports.
Exactly, so we know that there is the potential.
Mm.
The challenge is in the months to come until the first flight, to spread the word and to develop the awareness that there is a product to fly from your doorstep.
Okay.
Instead of taking your car to Gatwick or Heathrow. That's all the advantages of flying from a small regional airport, hassle-free, quick check-in, cheap parkings, etc. And that's the argument that we are playing commercially.
Absolutely, and you don't have to go through the Dartford Tunnel either.
Yeah.
After yesterday, I don't know if you know, there was a massive problem on the motorway network yesterday. And unfortunately, most of the large airports in this country are on the same motorway. And of course, as soon as it shuts down, it's game over. And we had one of those yesterday. So it's another reason to use a regional airport like Manston. So, Henri, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. We wish you much success, and we really do thank KLM and Air France for making this happen at our regional airport. And we hope that all the businesses of Kent, and in fact the travellers of Kent, support you and make this a success.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Thank you.
And we're tweeting, Henri, we're tweeting for you. And would you like to come on again in April and just talk to us all again about it?
With great pleasure.
Fantastic. Henri, have a superb Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. And we will talk to you again soon. And good luck with the flights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
À tout à l'heure.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very romantic, wasn't he?
He's French.
Yeah. You didn't say your French phrase to him.
Mensonge est dans l'art.
Yeah, he would have been so impressed. He would have been so impressed, Paul, with
it. Well, my monkey's off a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hey, you know, if this is exciting, because actually his fares, if I can get to New York for £503...
From your doorstep.
Not bad. Just hang out my window straight on.
Yeah, you could whistle, couldn't you?
Yeah.
As it came past.
Yeah, I could do that, you know, wing walking.
You can do that, actually.
Yeah.
At Headcorn, they do wing walking. Mm. I nearly bought you one for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't want to go to Headcorn, though.
No, what I said, you can't send yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to finish that. Can we be sensible, Paul Andrews, and just talk about how do you see the transport getting to Manston? What can we do to help?
Well, I think,
Have you got a rickshaw or something?
There's been on the LinkedIn group on Kent, there's been a large debate about this, and there's lots of people for and lots of people against Manston for all kinds of different reasons. You know, you've got NIMBYism in some respects, and, you know, people that don't want to live under the flight path and so on and so forth.
Mm.
Unfortunately, with modern transport and aeroplanes, somebody's got to live under the flight path.
Yeah.
You know,
we're an
it's
island.
Just the way it is. With Manston, I think that's a bit disingenuous because most of the flight path doesn't have anybody in it because it's over the sea.
Yeah.
And now the fact is, and looking, you know, it depends on what conversation you're having about Manston Airport. Are we looking at it as a regional airport, which is what it's been for all these years, and mostly a cargo airport? Or are we thinking about it, because some of us are thinking about it, as the long-term replacement for the third runway at Heathrow and an extra London airport. But they are two radically different moves. Yeah. If as a regional airport, in the way it is, with just two flights a day to Schiphol.
Schiphol.
That's the chap.
Yeah.
You
need your clogs on before you can say it properly.
Obviously. The fact is, there is a different set of economics that goes with that as a proposition than making Manston a full-blown London airport. To make Manston a full-blown London airport, you need massive transport links. Yeah, we need a motorway extension, and more than that, we need the high-speed rail extension right into Manston.
We also need Boris, Mayor of London, to stop going on about this thing.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Want him to support us down
here. No, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which, to my mind, it doesn't matter which of the options you look, because you cost them. You know, it would seem obvious to me that building a man-made island in the middle of the Thames has got to be the most expensive option of all time.
Yeah, and it's going to upset all the wildlife and everyone. Yeah,
in Kent and Essex.
Yeah.
So there's some benefits. But
Manson's there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And personally, I'm a supporter of Manson for that purpose. But you asked me a question about KLM, and that isn't part of what this deal is at the moment.
Mm.
So the transport link issue doesn't really apply to what KLM are doing at the moment. Yeah, you just drive. The airport isn't that busy, you know.
No.
So you drive up to it, park your car 5 foot from the entrance, and walk in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the parking is reasonably priced compared to Heathrow, Gatwick, Stansted,
exactly,
or Luton.
The check-ins are quick.
It's really quick. There's no, you know, it's really easy and simple. You know, some people have already been saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's not as cheap as Ryanair. Yeah, but at least KLM actually fly to the city they say they're going to.
Ryanair, I had a flight bag that I flew with for 6 years, just a hand luggage one. And last year, as me and my new husband were coming through from Alicante, they put it in their...
Is that where my donkey and sombrero ended up?
That is,
okay.
That is. Still waiting. But they put it through their sort of check-in thing and suddenly decided that after 6 years, my hand luggage was not of the right size.
Mm.
And they charged me and new husband, it was 100 euros. I was just, you know...
Yeah.
Awful.
So I think to answer your question, I don't think the transport links are going to change drastically just because KLM have operated from Manston, but then I don't think they need to because of the amount of footfall that's going there. It's not, you know, you can drive down the Thanet Way, pull into the car park, park, and get on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's not to like?
Yeah, exactly.
The transport link issue only comes up if you decide to fully develop Manston into another London airport, and then you have to move millions of passengers potentially, you know, almost, and that's a completely different kettle of fish, but that's not where we are at the moment.
Well,
so
let's support them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we've had two or three attempts at this in the past with Flybe and people like that, and one of the problems with it is it wasn't publicised enough to get enough people there to start using it and to talk about it.
Well, I've already told Henri there's a little PR company in Whitstable.
I'm sure KLM are going to hire you, Jules.
At Jules Serkin.
Yeah, having displayed that you're multilingual.
Yeah, of course. He was fascinated.
And you know where all the monkey trees are.
But not just that, let's support them and give them a tweet and support them.
Absolutely.
And don't forget the jobs in Thanet that we
need. Create jobs too.
No, catering, food, all that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, good stuff. So we're really pleased and well done to Jules for organising Henri coming on the show and talking to us. It's, that's a bit of a coup for us, so thank you. We've got a gazillion more tweets coming in. We've got loads more emails. We've got loads of interesting guests to still talk to. And time is fugitive.
And we've got mince pies and chocolate.
Yeah.
That have been brought in.
And that's just your breakfast, Jules.
Yes.
Again.
Well, I've already had my venison.
Venison for breakfast?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. What, okay, hold on. What venison have you had today, Jules?
No, I haven't really. I had a boiled egg.
You had a boiled egg?
Yeah.
Did I see you drinking soup?
No, that was John's.
Because you know what soup does to you in the afternoons.
No, I didn't have that because it made me sleepy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I had a boiled egg, a banana and a pear for my lunch.
Pear of what?
Pear of bananas.
Ah, right. Okay. I've had a tweet from Dawn Russell, Dawn Russell Consulting.
Hello, Dawn.
Happy for a shout out on the Business Bunker radio show. Anytime, Dawn, you are more than welcome. And also Garden of Pomegranates. Hi, Garden of Pomegranates would like to thank its customers and wish them a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year for 2013. So, thank you.
I love a pomegranate.
Yeah. So if you'd like a shout out for your customers, staff, or anyone that knows you, do feel free to tweet me at VanillaWeb. Or you can call us on 01-303-874-998.
Hey, the phones have been working for about 6 weeks now.
Well, 2 weeks, yeah.
I think we've been doing very well.
Yes, we got there eventually. It took some work every Sunday trying to get it organised and playing with it, but we're there with that. I'm sure something else will break now. Especially if you keep hitting the microphone with those dealy boppers like that. Yeah, exactly.
I've had an email here from Trudy Hartridge, who's the manager of East Kent Young Enterprises. And she says, hello, Jules, and him indoors. Young Enterprise works with schools to encourage and enhance the entrepreneurial talents in secondary schools. And she said this can be very rewarding for FSB members. What is FSB, please?
Sorry?
FSB.
FSB. Federation of Small Business.
Thank you. So they can donate a small amount of their time and experience to support young people on a YE business program, Young Enterprise.
Young Enterprise.
There's lots of little buzzwords here.
But make them up.
A ye old business program. Currently, they need help with their company program, which is a weekly commitment, and they need two volunteers that can be shared as a bi-weekly commitment, and that's at Dover College. Hello, Gail de Grange. Dover Grammar School for Girls, St Lawrence. In Ramsgate, and Cats College, Canterbury. That's not a college for cats, by the way. It's a language school. The company programme is a programme which runs from September to July, and it culminates in a regional, national and European competition. Please contact Trudy. She's the manager of East Kent Young Enterprise. That's Trudy Hartridge. And you can get her on 01865 776845, or you can go on to www.young-enterprise.org.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that. I've got loads more tweets. We've had tweets from Jiffy Print and 4N Kings Hill. Also, lovely Lisa Marie Settle from Telcare Limited over there in Medway. Grabbed my lunch and I'm listening to the Business Bunker show. Welcome, Lisa. Lovely to hear from you. Mm. Hope you're having a nice lunch.
I think she's coming to Lenley's on Thursday.
Is she really?
Mm.
That's the Kent Business Sweetheart. We got an email about that later as
well,
haven't we?
Well, I read one out just now, but I think you were thinking about Henri and practising your sound japon knob.
I don't listen to what you say, Jill.
No, I know. I saw you glaze over. Let's get Meerkat in.
No.
Who else has tweeted?
Maria Chimas-Baker, listening to the Business Bunker live on air. And also, oh, it's all gone off the page now. Oh.
Shall I just whistle?
No, no, no.
Shall I hum?
No. We got, Alan Noak from the world's most expensive link.
And hello, Alan.
He's just tweeted, think link.
Cool.
Which is quite good.
Yeah. He was up all night thinking of that.
And Lisa's tweeted again, oh dear, have gone all weak and feeble since Henri was on.
I know.
I wonder why that would be then.
I got rather hot and flustered, Lisa. I know exactly.
Yeah, and then she started talking to Henri and it got worse. Yeah.
Henri.
Yeah. He was dead impressed with your French though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was shocked.
Bonjour.
Did you notice how he said fantastique at the beginning?
Yeah.
Fantastique.
Yeah.
I mean, he could say anything, could he? He could give you a bill for your flight.
It was a bit mange too, though, wasn't it? Hello, Henri. And mange too, mate. How's it going?
I was put off my stride because I didn't know if you had my mic down, you see. So I said hello, and then there was a silence.
That was stunned silence. You could tell the difference.
He said, who is that?
Who is that? Who is that strange woman?
It sounds a bit like Mirka.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Who else is tweeting, Paul Andrews?
And Lisa's just saying she's already booked a flight, as long as she can sit next to Henri.
Yeah. He's the pilot. God, can you imagine a French pilot, Lisa? Doing it for me.
And somebody called CBBs has tweeted. Yeah. Plus one. So it says, Vanilla White, plus one for a KLM flight at Manston. The area needs the employment, the employment opportunities, and a massive shout out for great work being done by Pilgrim's Hospice.
Aww. I wonder if it will disturb his bees, if the flights... Do they fly that high, bees?
Don't know.
No.
That's good, then.
I wouldn't have thought so.
He's a honey, that CBBs.
He is indeed, yeah. The old jokes are the best, Jules.
Yeah, but just comb through them.
I've never heard anything so bad in all my life.
Who else tweeted?
No, I'm not reading any more tweets now.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do... an email. I've only got two emails left.
Yeah, but when you've got through those...
You're hogging them all.
No, when you've got through them, I'll pass you another one.
Okay.
I've also got the chocolates.
This one is not going to get very far at all.
Why?
Because it says, Jules.
Ah, lovely. Who's that?
Paul Baudillon.
Ah, Paul Baudillon.
How will you end 2012? Throttle, Paul, is the answer to that at this rate. Jules, how will you end 2012? As Christmas 2012 draws near again, how will you end the year? How does 2013 look? Will you wind down meekly and worry over Christmas about the future?
I am meek, aren't I?
You are very meek, Jules. You're the meekest meeky person I know.
Mm.
Not. And the threatened triple dip recession? Or are you looking forward excitedly to 2013 and energetically planning how you will beat this challenging market? Don't do that with your Deedy Boppers on. iRun are offering a great chance for businesses in Kent to kick off the new year brightly by learning more about how to use the internet to take your business to the next level. Our new series of seminars and workshops on social media and internet marketing begins on January the 15th. It's my mum's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
15th of January, using LinkedIn to grow your business. And then the next one on the 5th of February is using Twitter and Facebook for business. And then on the 5th of March, social media and internet marketing for business growth. So let's end 2012 positively by getting the early bird discounts and booking on these workshops now. So your business kicks off 2013 knowing how to get ahead of the market using social media and internet marketing. Have a very Merry Christmas. Kind regards, Paul Baldillion. And you can contact Paul by ringing him on Canterbury, which is 01227 250 049, 01227 250 049, or his email, which is paul.baldillion, B-O-U-R-D-I-L-L-O-N, at irunsolutions.co.uk. But that link will be on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website for you to follow up later if
just
you
wish. Just reminding me, I didn't make my chicken soup this week.
Did you not?
Bourdillion, get it?
Really?
Bouillon. Similar, you know what I mean.
I think what we will do now is we'll have a bit more tunage.
Is it something Christmassy?
It is a bit Christmassy. It's the Pogues, actually.
Oh, shall we dance?
Fairy Tale in New York. So what do you reckon?
I can bat you around the head to this. Press your button, Andrews.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. It was a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the nap. You know how the wild wind blow her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lying of rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tiles and a hundred of the Irish Rover.
There was help, Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would toot with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were fluter and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew how it was, but he took up his stance and he sailed in the aisle.
Of the leader was Holden from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmeath come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Burn, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a bit of a tour was a juice of the tour, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a ship. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back. I don't know what happened there. That was the Pogues. That was supposed to be Fairy Tale of New York, which is what it says on the label here, but it didn't play that, did it?
And so those alpacas have been in.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It's still flashing on my system. Fairy Tale of New York, well, the Pogues.
So it was a bit of a jig though, wasn't it?
Yeah, so somebody snuck in some Irish dancing music there. Anyway, very
probably
festive.
Probably an Irishman.
Yeah, quite possibly. Anyway. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin on Tuesday, December the 18th, our last show before Christmas. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the show two ladies from Pilgrim's Hospice, Wendy Kelk and Deborah Kelland. Hello, ladies.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, yeah. Ça va?
Oui, merci. De toi.
Cool. So welcome, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. There's so many things we could talk about with Pilgrim's Hospices, because you guys really work so hard and you do so many things to raise funds and help people and do stuff. And sometimes it's really hard to keep up with you. Tell us what you're working on at the moment and what you're up to.
Well, we have a new venture at the moment. We are actually refurbishing a building adjacent to the main hospice in Canterbury. Hmm. And we're going to make that into a conference centre.
Right.
It's actually got two purposes. Firstly, we're going to be doing our own courses from that building. So that is end-of-life care courses for anybody in the care sector, because we want to obviously promote that side of things.
Right, okay. So you've got courses happening there. Courses. Are they long-term courses, short-term courses, mixture of both?
Mixture of both. We've got just one-day ones, half-day ones, five days, mixture. So we can be very basic and give some very fundamental skills.
Right.
Or we can get very in-depth for qualified practitioners.
Okay.
But when we're not using the building, or when the extra rooms we have there, we also want to get some money back for the hospice. Mm. So we're going to rent them out for anyone that wants to have a conference, a meeting, a product launch.
Brilliant.
Anything at all.
Okay, so where are they located? They're on the campus of your existing hospice, is that right?
It's in a building right next door, so it's on the main London Road. It's going to have its own parking, so it's not going to be an issue.
Right.
Running the London Road in Canterbury.
Great location.
Yeah, it is. And what kind of size facilities are you offering there?
We've got three rooms. The biggest room can take 55 without any tables.
Right.
Yet to start, and the others take about 30 without tables.
Okay, so kind of teaching seminar rooms. It's really odd that you should mention that now. Again, talking about the LinkedIn group that we are all involved in, and the K&M business earlier, there's been two or three people looking for space of that kind of size on that group just recently.
Ooh,
Could be hearing from you quite shortly, I think. Is this available now?
It's opening in January.
Opening in January. I think you did say that. Yeah. And I was listening. I listened to you. I don't listen to that.
I actually came from a buildings meeting this morning. They're in there basically painting it and ready for January.
Good stuff.
We were just thinking that all of your Business Bunker listeners out there, small businesses, we were just talking about Paul Bordelon.
Mm.
I don't know where he's organising his courses, but it would be fantastic, great opportunity, and really cost effective as well. And the money, the sort of double or win-win really, is that the money
absolutely
actually comes back into the hospice. So that's a real
absolutely
selling point for us.
Absolutely. Different. I mean, actually, there's an awful number of organisations that could use that kind of size space. For a lot of things, you know, like networking groups, business meetings, as well as training courses, all kind of things, because that's kind of an optimum size, isn't it? 30 to 50 people is the kind of thing that you would do.
And I think day meetings or half day meetings as well. So, you know, we're really, really flexible. I think we've got some great rates coming up and a chance for people to come and look at the facilities as well. When is that, Wendy?
Well, we've got a launch on the 24th of January.
Right.
We're very lucky because the new centre is actually called the Anne Robertson Centre.
Oh.
Which is actually after our founder.
Anne Robertson, I know her. Yeah. Weakest Link and all that.
Not
that one.
You've had a facelift, haven't you, Paul?
Yeah.
No, not quite. This is a very, very, very good lady who actually founded us 30 years ago.
Okay.
And she's going to come in on the 24th of January actually properly open us.
Cool.
So we're going to also do tours that day, so if people want to come around. If you can't make the 24th of January, we're going to have two open days in February as well.
Okay.
7th of February.
Are you going to invite people to them, or can people come along and just...
The 24th, I'm going to send out invitations. So if you're very interested, then please contact us.
Okay.
For the February ones, then it's just going to be an open house.
Okay, brilliant. If you let us know on the bunker about both of those, we'll promote both of those quite heavily, because I know that although there are facilities in East Kent, you know, the universities and stuff like that, it's not always easy to get stuff in term time with universities and that, you know, they use their own premises, strangely. There's a lot of things happening in Canterbury and East Kent in general, and there's lots and lots of meetings and lots of groups and lots of people are looking for facilities. So it's interesting that you're doing that. And when do you open for the courses that you're going to run?
Well, the courses are actually running already.
Are they? Okay.
We're doing that in the premises we're in, but it's smaller.
Right, okay.
So we're going to be moving over to there from the January as well, so all our courses are already advertised on our website. We'll be from about the end of January, we'll be in the new centre.
Brilliant. So this is a kind of success-based thing, is it? You've kind of exceeded the space that you've got where exactly. You are due to the popularity of the courses that you're running. And just, I know you did say earlier, and I was listening, honestly, but just go over again what those courses are and who they're open to. You know, can members of the public come and get training there, or...?
It's really for anybody dealing with anybody at the end of life, so it's mainly the care section.
Yeah, okay.
So it's mainly care homes, domiciliary carers.
Right.
Nurses.
Right.
We have a lot of people from the hospitals come along.
Okay. So it's almost some form of continuous professional training for people that are
exactly
already working in that field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Good stuff. And that's in London Road, Canterbury.
That's right.
And it opens in January, and you've got some open days in January and February, and we're all going to come along to those, especially if you've got any breakfast going. That's the only time we go to anything around here is if there's bacon sarnies, otherwise we're just no show.
Yeah, exactly. But no, seriously, any Business Bunker listeners that would be interested, that seriously, or maybe an agency that's got clients that would like to come, get in touch with us, Wendy, at...
My direct telephone number is 01227 812616. We have now got a website, which is annrobertsoncentre.org. You can also find us through the Pilgrims Hospice main site. Just look for the Education and Training Department. You'll find myself, Wendy. And I'm also just learning how to Twitter, thanks to Laura back in the office. And I'm ARC Pilgrims.
Brilliant. All of those things can be found on the Kent Business Radio website as well. There is a link to the Anne Robinson Centre website. There's a link to Pilgrims Hospice, which is there permanently as one of our supported charities. And also, you're famous now because I've been tweeting you, so everybody will tweet you now. You just get inundated with spam, I'm afraid. Sorry.
And you'll see us at some of the tweet ups as well that Jules was mentioning. They have been fantastic for us this year. That's how I met you, Paul, and
absolutely,
obviously through Jules as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've networked, we've met some really good people who want to step forward and support us. So thank you very much for getting us included in that.
No, it's absolute pleasure. And it's one of the big things, while you mention it, just for everybody in Kent, whether you're in business, whether you're a charity, whether you're a not-for-profit organisation, whatever you're doing, if you want to meet other people in Kent, there are so many things happening. Kent is a really great place for stuff like this. We're going to talk to Mike later, and Mike was one of the protagonists, was one of the very first ever tweet-ups, and a great driver of things like that. But tweet-ups, networking and meetings, all those kind of things really do work.
I think I was, you know, a little bit sceptical as a charity, not being in the commercial sector, but in fact, it's quite the contrary. I think people, and because of what we do locally and because it's very community-based, I think people see an upside, and most people want to talk to us about probably an experience they've had. You know, we look after one in four families. So it's very, very real and very pertinent for people. So they've been fantastic. I would certainly advocate for anyone not, you know, thinking about it, come along and meet some good businesses.
Yeah, lots of people get a bit nervous about things like that, but it really is informal stuff, isn't it? And there's loads of really nice people there. And you know, if you're not comfortable selling something, don't sell anything. Just come along, say hi, and eat the bacon sandwiches. That's what I do.
But a little name check actually through those tweet ups and from people through you guys that have supported us. Sally Laker, Sally Four Cakes.
Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
Probably listening today. Maybe she is.
Yeah. I have eaten quite a few of her lemon drizzle cakes.
Yeah, I've heard.
She's great, and she came in this morning and brought two fantastic Christmas cakes, one for our patients and one for staff as well.
Oh.
So thank you to Sally. There's something on our website today to have a look at. And the lovely Ken Lloyd, who I spoke to this morning as well from Charisma Design, who's going to give us a hand on designing some visuals for an event that we're doing next year.
Excellent.
So that was purely as a result of meeting you guys. So, yeah, definitely it works.
Brilliant. Good stuff. So what else are you guys up to? I mean, I see so many things that you do.
Cadbury's Heroes in, Paul. That's what she's up to.
Oh, they bought sweeties.
Yeah. Cadbury's Heroes.
Which I notice you've got.
Yes. I may open them in a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, you're allowed. And live. We've got some mince pie. We've been slaving away on those mince pies all night as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I saw those too. Yeah.
Homemade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no collecting boxes in sight, so good.
So far.
But yeah. going back to what Deborah said, I have a really good friend. She's one of my drinking partners, and I've known her for 17 years, and yeah. her mum was in Pilgrim's Hospice, and she said that the help and support that she had was just incredible, and you know, I can see it made a huge difference to her and the family. So, you know, I think there are many, many people that have had that experience. Mm.
And it does, it's not just our patients. I mean, that's something we're really proud about. It's holistic care. So we're, right. all of that care is extended for as long as is needed to carers, to families, and not just patients. And that's not just in the hospice, that's in people's homes, out of the community, which is really, really important, because I think a lot of people think the hospice is just a building. It's not. Yeah, it's absolutely. A philosophy. So, yeah. you know, that's really important.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we know you kind of so well. We know what you do, and we forget to. Some people out there might not know, so it's good that you do that. What kind of areas do you cover? How broad is Pilgrim's Hospices? Is it a local based thing, or does it spread across the country?
No, we're East Kent, so right. we're an independent charity. We've got three sites. So the first one is Canterbury, where Wendy and I are based. Started 30 years ago by this lovely lady who was district nurse, Anne Robertson. Incredible, right. really, that she's right. around, had that vision. Then the next one to open was in Margate, so right. that's in the grounds of the QEQM hospital, which looks after the whole of the Thanet area. And then Ashford's our latest acquisition, which is still 11 years old, actually. Right. So we're 30 years, 20 years and 11 years old. The original philosophy was that people didn't need to travel more than 30 minutes to a hospice. But if you think 30 years ago, I mean, looking around, Wendy's probably the youngest, but we're all of a certain age. 1982 seems like yesterday. It's hard to believe that that service didn't actually exist.
Absolutely.
But we look after around 2,000 people every year.
Right, okay.
As I say, it's not just patients, it certainly extends to families as well.
Absolutely.
So in the beds, we have inpatient units. We also have rapid response hospice at home, and we have lots. We have an outreach centre in Dover. We're looking at something possibly for Herne Bay. So the idea is you don't have to come into a building. We can come out to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's essential.
Absolutely, yeah. And it gives people that comfort, doesn't it, of being looked after in their own homes as well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I think if you did a poll on where people would like to end their lives, a lot of people would want to be at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it costs us £10 million to run the service, which I know that you know about.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes we're nervous about saying that, because I think people, particularly people who fundraise and bring in checks for, I don't know, £40, £50, £100, whatever it is, people always apologise and say, I know it doesn't actually make a dent. Of course it does. Thousands and thousands of people out there do that for us. So we couldn't do it without the community. That's incredibly important and essential.
Absolutely. No, brilliant. Should we talk about that thing as well now?
That thing not being Wendy or Joyce.
No, not at all.
I was just saying it's the elephant in the room, but in fact it's a meerkat.
Yeah. The size of an elephant, I might add, but it is actually a meerkat.
For those of you who haven't seen it, I'm sure you've said before, it's a cross between a sort of giant rat and a kangaroo. But it was donated to us. It was somebody won at Thorpe Park last year, and we were horrified as it came into the sort of reception. It is enormous. But Jules took it, him or her, on board, gave it a personality and a life, and a tour around East Kent.
And a Twitter handle.
And he or she has raised for us around £200 currently. It's a really good, it's a fun thing to do. It is enormous. People always want to have their picture taken or use it in any way they want. We were going to draw the name of the meerkat, because that's what we've been doing for the last 4 months, perhaps. But we thought, why not offer it out there to any business who would like to continue a bit of fundraising.
Right,
it is a bit of fun. So if there is somebody listening that would like to take advantage of it, we're not keen to have it back in the hospice.
I can understand. Yeah.
But if there is somebody out there, then call in or email or tweet us or you, Paul, or Jules, and we'd be delighted to extend that time.
Absolutely. So if anybody wants to get involved with the meerkat, which... is a 6 foot rodent. Feel free to contact me via the Business Bunker, email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or call me. The phone numbers are on the website. Or you can go direct to Deborah or Wendy or Jules or any of us if you want to follow up on that, and we will put you in touch with the relevant people.
have another just final thing for us, because I know we're running out of time. We don't want to hog everything, as we always do.
No, you brought Cadbury's here, as you carry on.
Lots of information about what we do, lots of exciting events the next year, just in the Canterbury area. Really keen to get some teams involved with this. I know it's a bit early to be thinking about it, but cycling, looking for perhaps Business Bunker teams next year to enter our cycle challenge.
There you are, Paul.
Hold on a minute. How far we got a cycle?
5th of May. 45 or 75 miles connecting our three hospices. It's a fantastic day. We raised 83,000 this year. So,
is it in the summer?
It's 5th of May.
Oh, spring, that's okay.
That's my
spring.
New husband's birthday.
Is
there
it?
You go. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
we'll take him on a bike ride.
Come along, buy a new bike.
Present sorted, yeah.
Tandem.
Looking for that. And a new thing this year, if anyone is keen, we're looking for sponsorship, of course. It can be anything from £50 upwards. New event, Divas on Wheels, Jules. Something's got our names on it. It's a ladies-only cycling event as well.
I'll do that one.
Ladies.
And we're looking for bike buddies, men or women, who know a bit about cycling, who can perhaps accompany us. So 25 or 50 mile.
You know what, Deborah? I think we need Henri on his little bicyclette. Oh,
I'd like to see a photo first.
Yeah. She's not fooled by that.
But yes, anyone that's keen to do that, that would be fantastic.
Brilliant.
We've got lots of stuff going on. Have a look at our website, all the W's, pilgrimshospices.org.
Fantastic. And if we have all the details of that over the next coming weeks and months, we will continue to promote that on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
And make sure we get people. And I'm sure Jules will join me on a tandem for that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll go on the front.
Yes.
I don't care which end you go
on, Jules.
You're doing the pedalling no matter what.
No, I'll go on the back with a bottle of something. Preferably a Riverford Prosecco.
For the moment, Deborah and Wendy, thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And all the people that you support and help.
Thank you.
You do a fantastic job, and we really do appreciate what you do. And please dig in your pockets for Pilgrims Hospices. Mm. They really do need your help and support. And any amount of money will help, as I said.
Absolutely.
And get the meerkat.
Yeah, the running costs are really huge. So, you know, any money will go towards helping run that service, which is actually brilliant in East Kent. And if you want to get involved with organising the meerkat, then get in touch with myself, Deborah, Wendy or Jules, and we'll put you in touch with the right people for doing that.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you
Merry
so
Christmas.
Much. We got a couple more tweets, and then we're going to come to our special guest for the show today with his annual appearance on the show. We've had some tweets from Angela, Briar Stevenson. Hi to the Business Bunker team. I'm out and about today, but I just thought I'd tweet to wish you all a very peaceful and happy Christmas and New Year.
I would like to say thank you to Angela. Huge thank you, because she has helped Ken Lloyd and myself organise the Kent Business Tweet Up. She does all the reminders for people on MailChimp and blah de blah, all that geeky stuff. So thank you, Angela, and happy Christmas to you and Rick.
Cool. And we've had a tweet from Karen Thomas. Happy Christmas and thanks for the great networking and business support at ABC Networks, Invicta Chamber, the Women in Business Club 101, and to the Business Bunker. So thank you, Karen. Mm. Do you know what I think we'll do now?
Tunage?
No.
We've had two tunes,
and the last one was a real failure because it wasn't what it said on the tin.
No, it was an Irish jig.
Yeah, it wasn't what it said on the tin at all, so I don't trust it at all now.
Should we wheel out Mike then?
I think we'll wheel out Mike now.
Mike, get a mic.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Mr. Mike Waterton of the Temp Network. Mike, welcome back.
Good afternoon.
It's, Mike has, been a great supporter of the Business Bunker. And I think you were just about the very first person I ever told that I was thinking of doing this.
I am?
Yeah, and you went, yeah, well, go on then.
I did, and I phoned on the first show, and I texted on the first show.
Yeah,
I still owe you the £50.
Yeah. Yeah, I won. So you've been with us all the way, and the Business Bunker now, this is show number 104. By the way, and we're in our third year.
And we don't look a day over.
No. Well, I don't.
No.
Mike, thank you so much for all the support over the last couple of years with this, especially. But why don't you tell our listener a bit about you and a bit about what you do?
Thank you very much. I'd love to. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My name is Mike. I own a temporary recruitment business called Temp Network. You can follow us on Twitter, which is at Temp Network, or you can follow me directly, which is at Mike Walton, or if you're really cool, you'll follow both. We supply staff to the warehouse and industrial markets, food production, distribution centres, etc. We have a need for ongoing staff. We have plenty of work, and we also are looking for clients that have a need for seasonal or occasional use, or people that they need for holiday cover, or maybe even sickness. So that's our background. Mm. We're very happy to be in Kent, and we have most of our business is in Kent. We do have a national client who's sort of spreads us about a little bit, but most of our work is in Kent. And one of the reasons we like good news, don't we? One of the reasons I haven't been on here for so long is because we have been so busy.
You've been really busy, haven't you?
I've been really busy, but on a professional basis, we've been very, very busy. Mm. And we are sort of probably 55% up on last year, right, which is really good for us. But what's, you know, part of that growth is that one of our clients is 300% up on last year.
Yeah.
So let's forget some of the doom and gloom that we hear in the news and the media.
Hey,
there
Mike,
is plenty going on.
Do you want a meerkat?
Nice try. I've declined once already.
It's you're absolutely right, Mike, and it's something that I've had to argue with some of our more esteemed local politicians about recently on other radio stations. Is about the employment situation. There's far too many people wandering around, wringing their hands and going, oh, it's the end of the world. But in fact, nothing could be further from the truth if we tried. And all the while that we focus on the wrong problem, we're never going to solve it. And the fact is, I'm just going to do some statistics and then we'll talk to Mike again in a minute. In the United Kingdom at the moment, there are more people now employed than have ever been in the history of this country. There are 29.2 million people employed in the United Kingdom right now. There are more than 7.5 million job vacancies advertised in the last 12 months on the internet alone. And increasingly, the problem isn't a lack of jobs, it's a lack of people to fill them. And the employment market has been incredibly buoyant. In Kent, unemployment has fallen month on month for 18 consecutive months. Yet we've still got people wandering around going, oh, there's no jobs.
Ridiculous.
It's not true, is it, Mike?
It's most certainly not. It's most certainly not. One of the people that we've been talking to at the end of this year and setting ourselves up for 2013 is a gentleman called Steve, who set up a fantastic business called Workforce Conduit, which is based in Kent. And he is basically a facilitator looking at unskilled, semi-skilled people that left school at a young age, maybe haven't got a lot of qualifications, maybe are not overly computer literate, but want to work. Mm. And with the amount of house building going on in Kent especially, yep, he's looking at a big thing, local jobs for local people, with training, education, the skills that they need, the health and safety, the CSCS cards and everything. So you can talk to us, you can talk to Temp Network, or you can look at the workforceconduit.co.uk website. We're talking to house builders. There's now rules in planning applications that they say local jobs for local people, there must be 20% of the workforce must be local labour, which is a real big thing, and that's thanks to people like Steve and the local councils and that are promoting the construction opportunities in Kent and the surrounding area.
Cool. So from your point of view, from Temp Network's point of view, I mean, you have a large workforce that you move around Kent primarily. You do other things in the southeast, I know, but Kent primarily,
yes,
or the Kent-Sussex border areas. And I mean, you must have a fleet of minibuses by now, Mike.
We have a small fleet. Yes, yeah, yes. We're very you know, we're doing well with our business. We employ lots of people now directly. That, you know, our own business has grown with internal staff, with minibus drivers, and you know we are a good size employer in Tunbridge Wells, which is really good. And you know we see nothing but more opportunity next year, which is why that we're talking to Workforce Conduit. And whilst we're talking, you know, as Business Bunker grows and as Channel Radio grows, we're looking at new opportunities for the marketing and more know, advertising with the business here to push our name even further.
Absolutely. Do you because you're based in Tunbridge Wells, you tend to have an affinity with West Kent, I guess, because that's where you're based, and so it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have any plans to expand out from there?
We are looking at expanding. We now have a sort of catchment. We go into East Sussex and West Sussex quite a lot, and we as we go forward towards the latter half of next year, we'll be expanding into North Kent, so we need to look at the sort of, you know, Medway and Dartford operation, and grow from there. So if you're a customer that's use temps and you want to give us a call, please contact me. My name's Mike, and you can contact the office on 01892 531 777, or you can contact me at mike@tempnetwork.co.uk.
Cool. I mean, the kind of things that you specialise in, I know you do lots of different things, but you kind of built your initial reputation, at least, on industrial type staff. Yeah, where they're doing things like packing and warehouse. Yeah, I mean, what other kind of organisations are you doing work for?
We are doing work for, as our newest is into the construction market, so we're supplying general labourers into that. Right. We still have our main force is semi-skilled, unskilled work, so order picking, packing, production, food production, forklift truck drivers, van driving up to 7.5 tonnes. So we're not into the big stuff.
Big driving,
but
yeah.
We're in, you know, we do some sales, direct sales people that have a van and a stock, and you know they go out and they're territory based sort of sales reps, and we do software engineers now. Thankfully, thanks to the Jobs in Kent website.
All right,
we can do software engineers.
Cool. I mean, it is interesting actually when you talk about, you know, white van drivers and stuff like that. It was one of my pet trick questions. I do a lot of talks at colleges, schools and universities on careers and the world of work. And one of the biggest growth jobs due entirely to the internet is white van driving. Yeah, because stuff has to be delivered. Yeah. And we've had a massive, massive growth in white van delivery drivers since the internet retail explosion happened, because you have to deliver stuff, and most of it's small. So you deliver it in small vans that don't require heavy goods duty licenses to drive, and you can actually get up local streets and things like that. And it's been a phenomena that's been going unabated for about 3 to 4 years now, of just wall-to-wall white van drivers being needed. And you know, delivery drivers and helpers. Yeah, so interesting. And you've moved into software.
I have. I have one of our customers who is, you know, based in Tunbridge Wells, again through radio and networking and Twitter and the tweet ups that go on beyond Twitter. So all of these things that we do, it's not just about direct sales, led us to an opportunity to supply initially some sort of low level entry staff. And then beyond that, could you? I said, well, give me a job spec and, you know, we'll do our best. And then we needed to go further with our recruitment advertising. So we now have an account with Jobs in Kent, and it's been filling that vacancy for us very nicely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. It's all good when it comes
Jobs
together, isn't it?
Jobs in Kent.
Never heard of them. It's interesting that you say that, Mike, because I know that you as a businessman have been very interested and very involved in the very early days with things like Twitter. You're an early adopter of social media yourself anyway.
Very much.
And you've been very, very active with social media over
the
years.
I think he's got nearly as many followers as that Meerkat View, actually.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. They're targeted, my followers.
Yeah. So you were an early adopter of that, and you were also an early protagonist behind the whole concept of a tweet up. I mean, I can't believe there's anybody left that doesn't know what a tweet up is, but just in case they don't, just tell our one remaining listener.
I'd love to. Okay. Well, everyone who's familiar with Twitter knows that it's great, and it's great for microblogging, but it has an issue that is limited to 140 characters. So if you're talking and you're communicating with someone that you actually want to say more than 140 characters to in one go, then the tweet up is a brilliant place to do it. So it's actually a meeting, so you actually will connect with face to face with the people that you're on with Twitter. So it's not like a networking event where you go and you make yourself a cup of tea and you stand in the corner because you're not sure who to talk to. You're actually going and shaking hands with the person that you're already talking with, which is brilliant, and then you can sort of build on your Twitter relationship, and you know these lead to brilliant networking and business opportunities. We as a business, we have done very well. You know, it is a lot of hard work, and you know, recruitment is a lot of direct sales, but our nice business, our not you know, price not being the first question business has come on the back of our marketing, you know, our more gentle approach to meeting people for a coffee in the day and things like that, that are on the back of, you know, the tweet ups. They go and they might be an hour and a half breakfast meeting, but you'd be surprised how many sort of little individual sort of spin off meetings, like, have you got time for another coffee?
Yeah.
And you end up staying there till lunchtime, and you know that
and then tea
that, and that, yeah, that you have the local revenue, the local business. Yes, it's not
then
good for my waistline.
Yeah, I have to warn you, Mike. This is Jules's normal schedule. She starts off with a rather hearty breakfast, which kind of runs into 11s. By which time, it's not worth going home because she's sat at the table now, so she might as well do lunch, which finishes round about 3:30 and on the third bottle.
Yeah.
By which time, of course, it's time for an afternoon tiffin.
Yeah.
And then why would you go home then when they're about to serve dinner? So,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly, Mr. Andrews.
Aren't you well connected?
Yeah.
And also, Mike, I might be kind of leading you down a path here because I haven't talked to you about this recently. But
well, you two going down the garden path, that's a worry.
That would help, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, you were very involved with the recruitment industry in general, mm-hmm. And the Institute of Recruitment Consultants. Is that something you're still active in?
I am to a degree, but I've had to move away literally to focus on my own business. You
yeah.
know, I have a good working relationship with the guys. You know, we've worked hard to build up the reputation of the industry because, it, you know, like anyone, there are some cowboys in there and yeah. recruitment has suffered from having no barrier to entry. Literally anyone can, you know, put an advert out and if you've got a mobile phone, you can be a recruitment business.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The GLA has helped with that. So the licensing of people in the food production sector has helped.
Mike, you know, GLA, General Licensing Association.
Gangmaster License Authority. You very see? Close. You're good with those
yeah.
those acronyms.
Mm.
Gangmaster.
Carry on.
That's okay. The IOR, you know, there are many governing bodies and we support, you know, those that work with us and we feel that we believe in their ethos and they're not just about, you know, paying a fee to get the badge on the bottom of your email. They're actually adding value to recruitment businesses. So yeah, the IOR is doing very, very well and it's got James Kahn on its board of, information people and things
yeah.
like that. So it's going really well.
For those of you that don't know, James Kahn, formerly of Dragon's Den, one of the investors there, he made his millions from a recruitment business.
He did.
Alexander Mann, I think.
That's
called.
Yeah. Yes.
Many years ago. Yeah, cool. Good stuff. So what's the future hold for you, Mike?
Lots more.
A meerkat.
Other than a meerkat.
They're really bullying you into this, aren't they? Just ignore them.
Yeah. I haven't got room.
Yeah.
We're looking at expanding, working with the workforce conduit and the construction that, you know, this good position for us with, we have a big pool of labour. We have a big pool of guys that are happy, you know, in factory environments. We've got a lot of people that are wanting outdoor work. So this is going to suit them. That's going to be very good with the amount of houses that are being built over Tunbridge Wells through next year and beyond.
Yeah.
And we have got some more clients out. We've moved into East Sussex. So Uckfield is a amazing hub. Yeah. You know, it's like its own business world. It's
yeah,
like, there's
absolutely.
So much there. And you know, we're doing really well with our clients there. And we hope to be in the same position next year when I'm back on the Christmas show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We get a lot of emails on the Bit Bunker from Uckfield area. Actually.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've had guests from there. Scientifica, Adrian Corbin from Scientifica. They won a Queen's Award for export industry.
Prince Philip Lighton too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Mm. Uckfield is a very thriving place in terms of business and enterprise and manufacture and things of a similar ilk. Cool. So anybody out there running a factory, a picking shop, a warehouse, and they need to get hold of you, Mike, what's your website? How do they get hold of you?
Website's www.tempnetwork.co.uk or Twitter @tempnetwork or @MikeWaterston. Or if you want to go old school and pick up the phone, 01892 531 777. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Brilliant. Mike, thank you for joining us on our last show before Christmas again. And as I say, we'll welcome you back next Christmas, but we hope to have you back before then as well. It will be really nice to have you back.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Only if you have the meerkat.
She's desperate, isn't she?
I can barely get him in my car.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunkers. Absolute pleasure to see you. Do feel free to, we've only got a few minutes left of the show, but feel free to stick around and see out the last few minutes. But for the moment, Mike Waterson of Temp Network, thank you for joining us. I've got no emails to read because you won't give me any.
Well, I've got one for Henri, if he's still listening. And bonjour, Henri. He might need this information. This is from Visit Kent. And they've just released detailed research showing how well tourism providers are doing in making Kent the most welcoming county in England and also consistently delivering a really high-quality visitor experience. So if you go onto the website, which is Visit Kent, or you contact Julie Edwards there, she's on 01227 Canterbury Code 812900, they're saying that tourism delivers more than £3.2 billion to the Kent economy year on year, supporting more than 3,000 businesses. Just two-thirds stayed in Kent for an average 5.7 nights of these visitors. Short break visitors and day visitors from other parts of the UK, but also quite a lot from abroad. So they're saying 62%. So please go onto this website and have a look. And Henri, that might be good for you with your KLM at Manston. Let's visit Kent website. Do you want an email?
Well, seeing as you won't give me any, I can't read anything out, can I?
Listener, he was actually looking at his mobile phone then because he was so bored.
I'm doing tweets, aren't I? Because you won't give me any of my emails back.
Well, it's the last show. The Village Hotel Maidstone, Friday 11th of January, there's a net workshop here, which is 11th of January, as I've just said, and it's £15 plus VAT. It's a chap called Paul Burgess. He's an entrepreneur, and he's got 35 years' experience in sales and marketing. Please contact www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk or give a ring on 01622 232 707. He's now actually biting his nails. Do you want one?
I've got one. I found one.
Have you?
Yeah.
That you've thrown on the floor.
I found one, and I'm going to read it.
It's a TV documentary opportunity. BBC Worldwide Channels are making a documentary series about small businesses in the UK, and they've contacted Business Bunker, especially Jules Serkin, to see if any member with eight or more staff would like to take part. And if Paul's interested, you know, maybe he'd like to come along. business@outlineproductions.co.uk.
I don't do telly.
You've got the face for it, Paul.
I've got the face for radio. I don't do telly. I'm going to read an email.
Go
it's
on.
The only one I've got. Dear Paul. Mm-hmm. I'll do that again. Dear Paul.
Have you missed
that? That's it. Nothing
that?
Else. Nothing inside. Just Dear Paul. Social Media Academy and Clinic Innovation Centre Chatham, Wednesday the 9th of January, 4:30pm to 6:30pm. On Wednesday the 9th of January, there'll be a great opportunity for you to take away some invaluable information about Twitter.
Did your mum send that in?
Nope. A Social Media Academy meeting with Zoe Cairns is where you will learn learn and share good quality information to help you along your way on your social media journey. Having a problem with your social media activity? 20-minute clinic session at the end of each meeting. Bring plenty of business cards as lots of networking opportunities. It's only £12.50 plus VAT, and that includes all the refreshments. And Zoe Cairns is presenting that, and she's the queen of social media around here. And you can find out all about that at www.bestevents.co.uk.
She has also been a guest on the Business Bunker, hasn't she?
She has indeed, yeah.
She has.
She was actually a temporary stand-in co-presenter one day as well.
Was she?
When I was short-handed, yes. So there you go. I've got loads more tweets.
Please tweet me.
We've had Karen Wilkins from Avocet Recruitment. Happy Christmas to everyone at the Business Bunker and all the listeners across the country, across the county. Eat, drink and be merry. I certainly will. Well,
can I have
I'll
your
do
portion?
One of those.
I'll have your portion.
Yeah.
You don't drink, really, do
I don't
you?
Drink and I don't eat, so I'll just be merry then, shall I? Angela from Another Journey Begins has followed up with another tweet. Oh, and a shout out to remind people my early bird discount for New Year Vision and Action Planning Workshop expires on the 31st of December, so you need to go to Angela's website. Another Journey Begins.
Julie Anderson of RAP Interiors says, ho, ho, ho. Hi, guys. And just to say, wish everyone in Kent a prosperous new year and a happy 2013 from the RAP people. Jingle your bells, she says, Paul.
Really?
Mm.
I've got one here from my mate Gerard. Ah. Gerard Jacob Mavisius.
Jamiki Verger.
Go on, say it.
McVitius.
Shaka Mavisius. Come on, say it, Jules. You're the one with all the linguistic skills.
Yeah, but I don't really do
Gerard Jacob Mavisius has been on.
I don't think that's how you even say it.
Yes, it is. He taught me.
Did he?
Yeah. It's Lithuanian.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gerard says, peace and deep joy to you and all on the Business Bunker and all your listeners, and be reasonably goodish.
I'll try.
Gerard. Yeah. Thank you for that. And Lisa's tweeted about, have you been sending pictures of that meerkat?
Maybe.
You must have done, because she's tweeted, he looks as if he's up to something.
Does she mean you or the meerkat?
No, there's no picture of me, so it must be the meerkat. Yeah. So, go on in. You can do another email.
Dean
now.
Reed. Hi, Jules. Free offener to listeners here. Just wanted to touch base with local businesses, people, and let you guys know what we're offering, a free promotion of our service. It'll get you leads, sales, and clients for free. It's only open to the first 30 people that sign up for our limited promotion. Find out what we do and how you can benefit your business by visiting the website today. It's Velocity Rank, velocityrank.co.uk/free-offer. Let us get you clients today. And that's from Dean Reed. Hello, Dean.
Thank you for that. I've got another tweet from Rob Slater.
Hello, Rob.
He says, hi to Vanilla Webber and all the listeners of the Business Bunker from Clearwater Safety Solutions. Have a safe and happy Christmas. Thank you, Rob. And you can follow Rob on Twitter at Clear, W-T-E-R, Safety. So it's all one word, Clear, W-T-E-R, Safety, Clearwater Safety.
I wonder about having a safe Christmas. I've got my new induction hob, and I've got to cook for 13. That's the last count, it was 13.
What's this, the Last Supper?
The Christmas Day.
Can I be Jesus?
I've got the sprouts on already.
Was this a plan to have 13 for Christmas?
Yeah, it always happens.
Are you going to sit in the middle and grow a beard?
I've already got beard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I shaved it off this morning.
Thank you.
But no, because all the kids bring all their various, you know, bits of stuff.
Really?
Mm.
Sorry, yeah. You've lost me there.
Well, they just bring all their, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends.
Oh, you did literally mean bits of stuff.
Yeah, I can't
keep up. Oh, right, I see.
I can't keep up with Shay's girlfriends. I mean, he's 16.
He's backpacking.
What's that?
He's bagpacking at Morrison's for us on Monday.
Oh, yes, Shay, yes. Yes. Well, yes. How did he get roped into that? Quel surprise, Henri. Mm.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. So if anyone wants to join him, if anyone would like to join him, the lovely Shay and a happy band of volunteers, we have bagpacking at Morrison's to raise money for Pilgrims Hospices, say Christmas Eve. If you're interested, please tweet me at dkelond or contact us through the website that we've mentioned before, Pilgrims Hospices. It's going to be really good fun. Dress up, come along, bagpack for a couple of hours or an hour, whatever you can spare, be fab. Thank you.
That's the Shay Serkin. You can tweet him at Shay Serkin, C-H-E-S-E-R-K-I-N, and all the Simon Langton boys, hopefully will be there.
Well done, Shay.
Packing for pilgrims.
Well done, Shay.
He had no option.
Well, you dispatch him.
His mother's in PR, darling.
Yeah.
You will do it.
Get out there and mark it.
Yes.
We've suddenly, with less than 2 minutes to go of the show, we suddenly got really popular and got a whole stream of
tweets. Yeah, because they wake up, don't they, slowly. Who's there, Paul?
We have Whitstable Stove Shop.
Oh, yes.
We have a 10% discount on stoves at the Whitstable Stove Shop via the O2 Priority Moments. And their website, where you can find out all about it, is whitstablestoveshop.co.uk. My central heating's fixed now.
Yeah, but you can have a lovely wood burner.
Yeah, a week and a half I was without heating. You know when it snowed?
Yeah.
And the temperature dropped, that's when I didn't have heating.
Is that why you were miserable?
No, I'm always miserable. Ah. I'm always miserable. I was just more miserable then. I was frozen miserable then.
Mm. Who else?
And Mark Smith, Made in Kent. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year to all Kent businesses, and to you, and to Jules, and to Dodsey, and to everyone. So thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. I wonder if he's coming to the Kent Business Tweet up at Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury this Thursday at 10 a.m.
I don't know. Have we announced it?
I'll announce it.
Go on, then.
10 a.m. this Thursday, Roper Road, Canterbury.
And what's happening there?
The Terrazzo Restaurant. Nice duck. Confit of duck. Henri would say confit.
Confit of duck. Confit of canard, he'd actually say, if we were really honest. Maybe. A canard de confit.
Yeah.
And what's that? The Kent Business Tweet Up?
Yeah.
And where is it?
.co.uk.
Have you mentioned it?
Lemley's Roper Road.
Right, okay.
I'm surprised they haven't tweeted you.
Yeah.
Sure they did.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I just didn't read it out.
What's been your highlight of the year?
Ooh.
Apart from working with me.
Yeah, well, that's always true. Well, acquiring a radio station, really, I suppose has got to be the biggest highlight.
Yeah, channelradio.co.uk,
yeah.
You can now listen on iTunes, can't you?
You can now listen to the station via iTunes Radio. It's a bit bizarre, but it's how Apple operate. You have to select a particular genre to listen, and the genre is classic rock, mm-hmm. would you believe? But if you go into iTunes Radio and look under classic rock, it's in an alphabetical list of radio stations, and channel radio is there under and you can also listen to us via Apple TV, by Nokia Online, by TuneIn app on Android, iPhone and iPad, and you can just go to the website and listen.
I'm saving up for a smart TV. I've got an old one with a very big back that I keep kicking over and saying, we'll have to get a new one, and it still keeps working. It's from about 1970.
Mm. So, we're at the end of another show, we're at the end of another year. We will be back on January the 8th, because we're not on air on Christmas Day or New Year's Day, so we're having a couple of days off. There will be some shows on, though. There'll be some compilation and outtake shows, mm-hmm. once we get around to doing that. Coming up after this show at 3 o'clock is Extra Milk with Kevin Cann, and then the Craig Avery Show at 5, followed by the awesomely wicked Christmas Ear.
And can
Tiny
I say
Six
that Kevin really can?
Yeah, he can.
He really can.
So listen to all of those, especially Christmas Ear at 7 o'clock, Chris Tiny Six. Well, that's really wicked. For the moment, a big thank you to all of our guests, Deborah Kelland and Wendy Kelk from Pilgrim's Hospices, to Mike Waterton from Temp Network, to Henri Arcard, General Manager of Air France and KLM. But most of all, thank you to all the listeners out there. Have a happy Christmas, a wonderful and prosperous 2013, and we will see you all back here on January the 8th.
Happy Christmas.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.